This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Braxton Family Values, Tracy Braxton and Phaedra Parks. How you doing, ladies?
Hi.
Better
hey,
now.
Thank you.
You both look lovely. Thank you for taking the time to join me. So what's up with all the drama this season? I mean, on and off camera, what's really going on? And why does it seem like everyone else is off the show? Give me the scoop, the real.
See, what had happened was. My sisters, you know, they start protesting and everything like that. And so I stayed on board and did not walk off because it's almost like, you know, an athlete. And you can't just, in the middle of the season, say, okay, I'm going to quit. Well, I want to renegotiate my contract. You can't do that.
You're honoring your commitment.
I'm honoring my commitment. And once I did that, you can't get upset at the player that's going to be played.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Tamar has been stirring some tea on social media. Why does she still have beef?
I don't know.
Really?
She got beef. What beef?
Well, I don't know. I was hoping you could fill me in.
Where's the beef?
Oh, you talk about that Phaedra thing, Phaedra Braxton thing. Well, she my friend. So she's like a play cousin and everything.
Right.
So she a play cousin of Braxton, and I'm a play cousin of Parker.
I mean,
Parks. Parker.
But I do look like Miss Parker.
Miss Parker. Oh, yes, she do.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, you look, in any family dynamics, you all have ups and downs, but I'm sure you maybe turn it up a notch when you know you're in front of the cameras. But does a lot of times, does this spill over? Is it a tough balance? Has it gotten ever real serious?
Oh, my God, it did spill over. I mean, you know, when you're a family and work together, you know it's going to spill over. It's like, you know, working with your best friends, like on the show.
Yeah. Right.
You're working with your friends, and then sometimes, you know, it just spill over when you just have an innocent little spat. Then all of a sudden, wait a minute, hold up. Ah, you have said this about me, and I got receipts. I'm going to go up and then play the receipts.
Yeah.
Because normally Tracy don't say anything.
Right. And how many siblings you have?
Oh, it's six altogether. Five girls and one boy.
Oh, that poor boy.
Ooh. No.
Without the respect.
No.
He's a king with all those.
Poor us.
Really? Poor you? Really?
No. Our brother. Oh, really? Oh, that. Oh, my God. Oh, he throws stones and hide his hands. He's not innocent.
Okay. Okay. And Phaedra, what made you want to join the cast and get into the middle of all this?
Well, you know what? I didn't know what was going on because, you know, when you're booked and busy, honey, you cannot be on social media trolling and trying to keep up with the latest gossip. And you know I'm like a Jamaican. I got about 20 jobs. So.
Good for you.
When I received the call, I was like, this sounds interesting. And so I was out at the spa in Santa Clarita, which showed last night, and we bumped into each other. And we've, you know, had a few moments in Baltimore. Hanging out. So I like her. I like her. North and I like Carolina. All the sisters, to be honest. I have a great respect for them. So to just have the opportunity to work with someone that you really don't want to fight, it's great. You know, I really like her.
Yeah, that's cool. And the show's had a heck of a run. I mean, you know, good for you.
Six seasons? Yay. Oh, yeah. That's
really impressive, especially in this day and age. And now the two-part finale airs at the end of the month. What can you tease us with about
it
that?
It is so juicy. You can be like, where my glass of wine? No, Jesus. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. That's basically something.
Wow. That's a tease right there. Probably my favorite tease ever.
Yeah, I don't know if we were on Pornhub or the right.
No, but it's intense.
And if it was up to you, how many more seasons would you like to do? You see enough storyline to take it into the future?
Oh, yeah, we always have to. I mean, we're the Braxtons. We're family, you know. What more family that can show you all the diversities of all the facets of us, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to remind somebody of their auntie. I'm quite sure there's a crazy auntie in their family. Everybody has one.
Yeah.
Everybody has a Tony in the family. Everybody has a Trina, Tamar, Tawanda.
Right.
You know, and people have Miss E in their family. It could be their aunt. It could be their mother. You know, it could be any one of them. So we can relate to a whole lot of people in this in this world.
Yeah, that's what makes it successful. Is relatable.
Oh yes, it's real relatable.
And Phaedra, how old are your kids now? What are they up to?
Five and eight. Can you believe it?
Wow. Okay.
A kindergarten and third grader.
Oh, look at that.
We are in the throes of the second week of school.
Yeah.
You know, traveling baseball. Golf, soccer. So you're a parent. So I'm very busy with the boys because being a mom is my most favorite job.
Yeah, they get little busy schedules themselves right there. Mm-hmm. Tracy, you just dropped a new album, right? On Earth. What's the significance of the title there?
Ooh, On Earth means I am woman. I am Earth. I just have my grandchild, my first grandchild.
Congratulations.
So, you know, I just feel like I'm on this cloud nine, and this is the greatest feeling. It's the greatest feeling to have fans that love you back and support you and have great friends, even new, old, and relationships just, you know, supporting you and making you feel like you're on this, like, cloud nine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're a grandmother, huh? First
I
one.
Am.
So you a gilf.
I am.
I mean, I say that with respect.
Gilf.
But actually, I'm a duchess. So I'm going to have
to pay for it. You got many titles right there. And the first single, Lifeline, has a little bit of a Sade vibe to it, right? Is that a fair assessment right there?
Oh, yes. It's a very smooth record. And Lifeline, when I was talking about Lifeline, it's, you know, the person that you would die for, the person that you give your all, you know, and you feel protected and feel, you know, wanted and never a need. You know, you are my lifeline. This is who you are. You are my heartbeat.
Yeah.
We share the same heartbeat. Yeah.
And is home now for both you ladies out here. Baltimore, you all floating around. Where do you consider home to be?
I'm still a DC diva.
Yes, honey.
The DMV area.
I'm a Buckhead Betty, honey. I live in the heart of Buckhead, you know.
Fun
She's
area
just
right
Southern
there.
Belle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Atlanta is my home.
Off her silky
draw. That's not too long of a plane ride, right? Atlanta to DC?
No. Oh, that's just an hour. Yeah. Like a good 47 minutes.
Yeah. About that, And how do you like it out here in LA in general?
Oh, I love LA. Ooh, it's just, the weather's great. The men are beautiful, much like yourself.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You know, it's a great vibe out here. It reminds me of Atlanta, but the people have real money and they're not as gossipy. And
really? Atlanta, ironically, has turned into a little slice of Hollywood. There's a lot of production going on out there, right?
Yes.
And it doesn't have Mr. Chow's there either.
No, no Mr. Chow's. We've got some good old fried chicken and biscuits.
But they got two Urban Licks. I like
what
that
you
spot.
Know about
right? I know it done very well. They got some good drinks and some good food out there.
Now, let me
you know
catch
about that spot?
Out.
Yeah. I have sisters in Atlanta too.
She's in Atlanta quite a bit. She was just there last week.
Okay.
We were together.
Yeah, that's a good time right there. Well, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. We'll go down the line right here. Current song obsession.
Rich Sex, Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Ooh, mine is I was just singing it. God dang it. How about Lifeline?
There you go.
How about your own song? Right. Yeah, let's plug
about that.
Yes. Last movie you saw in the theater?
The movies is just like a good warm bed to me. Every time I go, I fall asleep. So. I guess the Wakanda Forever.
That was mine. That was my
Black Panther.
Panther.
Yeah, that
okay.
was my last.
She's like my wife, too. Credits. And 2 seconds later. Celebrity crush growing up?
Menudo.
Don't be obligated just because you got a Latino in the. Do you really know about Menudo? Don't lie. Did you know the word?
Yes.
Real talk?
For real, real.
What?
Really? What do you know about Menudo?
Menudo, I lie.
Yeah, no, he's crazy lying. He's a fool.
He's not a fool. No,
he was. Oh, my
God.
That's funny. I love that you said that. That's funny. Don't listen to him. He's a liar. First car you ever drove?
Toyota Corolla.
No. Why are you laughing at that?
Well, you know, it was a Toyota Celica.
Okay.
It was a Celica.
Because mine was a Horizon.
Mm-hmm. Horizon? Like, the phone company?
No.
No, that's Verizon.
Sorry, my bad. Horizon.
What is Horizon?
Horizon?
It was a Horizon. It would look like a Pinto, y'all. Just leave
is
it
a Ford? Is a Horizon a Ford? Do you know?
Yeah, it was a Ford.
It's a Ford, okay. Yeah, Ford Horizon.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Cocktail of choice.
Ooh. Vodka gimlet.
Ooh. A gimlet. What's a gimlet? What's in a gimlet? Gin?
No, vodka gimlet.
Ginger beer?
No, it's no ginger beer in a gimlet.
That's your girl told me that.
No. Vodka.
Vodka.
Fresh lime juice.
Okay. That sounds refreshing.
That sounds good. Refreshing, no carbs. It'll keep you skinny.
Okay, there it is.
Mm-hmm. I got to do a Long Island because I got right? a long walk around the park,
I like your
around
style.
The dark, after dark. Conversations. I love me Long Island.
That's an and I,
oh
you,
my
and
god!
You only need a couple.
I want the premium. Don't give me
right. Well, I'm just saying if you really want to get down.
Oh yeah,
because then it'll
do that. After two,
well, I'm a lightweight. So if I get down like that, I'm going. Somebody gonna be. Ooh, yeah.
Gotta give me the premium.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time. Come back and visit. Congratulations on the show.
You.
Braxton Family Values airs Thursdays on WeTV. You can follow him on Twitter at Tracy Braxton and at Phaedra Parks. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, cutie pie.
On with Mario Lopez.